Hi, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to a episode of Love Letters Live. And my guest today is Jake, and we're sitting here at Sweetwater Spectrum. And Jake, before, well, you know what? You say hello first.
Hello.
Okay, good enough.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for saying yes. I think you're going to have a lot of interesting things to say. So I've known Jake for a while from Sweetwater Spectrum, where we've done some love letters workshops. And twice you said you were interested in Love on the Spectrum, the series.
That's right.
That's right. And you talked about it a couple of times, and I knew that if things were just exactly like you'd like them in life, you would have been on that show.
Yes, that is correct. I really applaud the characters and how their stories with other people were combined and were meant to be.
Yes. And I don't know whether they're going to do another show, and I don't know how you would get on that show, but I thought we'd just do our own.
Yeah, that's correct.
So let's talk about the same thing that they talk about at Love Letters, I mean Love on the Spectrum, which is finding a sweetheart, finding, talk about that. You'd like to find somebody in your life?
Yes, I when I was well living with my parents when I was younger, I had to see like some I had to see some old younger videos of when they were younger, so that I get an idea of what life was like back then compared to now.
Now, how back then was it? This is your
Like,
parents?
well, this was 1960 something.
Okay, so how was it? How did it compare?
Well, we didn't really have
Here,
the
let's look
type.
over here.
We didn't really have the type of what's the word? We didn't have internet back in the day.
Right. So how did people meet?
They had to just they well they it wasn't like the way it was in Back to the Future. You don't get hit by a car and you just so much and they just happen to just be meant to be.
That's kind of good that you don't get hit by a car. But you're
Yeah.
right. So today there are different ways of meeting people.
I mean, there's we today we have like well of course today we have online dating. We have speed dating, which I'm sure you guys had when you guys were younger.
Nothing.
No.
You met people in school or?
Yeah, that's kind of the equivalent to speed dating.
Oh, in what way?
Like you're meeting people for like a quick for like a quick minute.
Yes. So how long do you, okay, that's, so in speed dating, you have how long to talk?
Like 30 seconds.
Oh, that's not very long. Okay, so
And then you have to switch.
what would you say if you were speed dating and you had 30 seconds to talk about yourself? What would you tell the woman sitting across from you? What would you say about yourself?
Well, I love music, and I'm hoping to share that with the, that passion with someone that really that I with someone that I really would like to be with.
And what kind of music do you like?
Like, gosh, it's countless. It's very
Me
countless.
too. So start with yours.
Well, for one thing, I kind of like my favorite type of music is either pop or country.
Oh, okay. I like both of those a lot. Yes. All right. You have favorite country performers?
Well, I like Blake Shelton, Rascal Flatts, maybe a couple 50s idols like John, like the Johnny B. Goode singer,
Oh, yeah, sure.
Chuck Berry.
Right. So I have a question. So there's a difference, of course, between bluegrass and country.
Yeah.
And but you it's country that you like best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a really deep like well, it's a very they have a very deep story
Ah,
when it
yes.
comes to their songs.
Yes, I was just going to say they're storytelling.
Yeah, they're
Every
storytelling, yeah.
I like that about it too.
That's
Yes.
correct.
Yes, there's one song in particular, and I'll let us move on after that, but I was like, it's something about rearranging furniture on a ship that's going down.
Do you know the name of it?
I can't, well, I think that may be the name of it, but there's always some kind of a story, something you can
Yeah.
learn. Yes.
Yeah, like whether it's happy or sad or in
Right.
between, things like that.
Yes, and you don't want to be rearranging furniture on a ship that's going down.
Yeah,
The ship's
true.
going down, you got other problems, right?
Yeah, totally.
So getting back to your speed dating imagination, What would you look for ideally in a girlfriend? What
Well,
would you want her to say?
for me, I don't really have like a type of girl. I just want to be with someone, someone that
Yes.
gets me.
Yes,
Like,
yes, yes.
and besides, there's a saying that I learned a long time ago from a show I watch,
One.
it from this music show that I watch on Disney Channel. You can't just let love come to you. You gotta let love come to you. You can't find love yourself. You
Well,
can't force these things. You just gotta let it happen.
that's true. You can't force it, but you can help it along sometimes.
Yeah, you can go up to a person and say introduce yourself sometimes.
You can.
That's kind of a way of doing it,
Right.
but not so much. It's just you just after that you just gotta let it happen.
Yes, and some of it's luck, isn't it?
Yes,
To be.
not like 50% luck, but
I agree.
and the other 50 is like it's just faith.
Yes, faith and fate.
Yeah.
Yes. What did you learn from your parents, separately or together? Like what
Well,
have
my parents didn't last very long. My mom and dad got divorced when I was like 7 or
Oh,
something,
that's young. Okay.
and so that kind of killed me a little bit, but at the same time, it taught me a very important lesson about love.
And what was that?
You're not always going to get along with your partner.
Okay. And what happens when you don't get it? What would you?
That doesn't mean you shouldn't really like it, you shouldn't really break up with them just because you're not getting along with them.
Good point. So what would you do to make things better if you have an area where you disagree?
Starting there, you just gotta find a way to get work something out. You gotta talk to them, see what's happening,
Yes.
and from there you work out a solution.
So it sounds like you did learn some good things.
Yeah, it taught me a very valuable lesson, and that is you can't really just because you're divorced doesn't mean you have to be completely alone.
Right.
Yeah. And it was hard for me and my siblings.
Oh, how many siblings do you have?
I have two siblings, one brother, one sister, and let's just say my sister was very young at the time. She was only like an infant. Yeah.
And are you still, do you see them? Do they live close enough by that you see them?
Now my sister is in college in Utah,
Oh, wow.
and
Okay.
my brother is just living alone because he has some physical issues, like body issue,
So, but is
like
he living with somebody who can help him
yeah,
and
my
assist
dad.
him? Oh, how nice.
Yeah,
Okay.
my dad is a doctor, so he knows a lot about those kind of things.
Wonderful. Okay. And let's just talk about some other things. Like, what's most important to you in life? Like right
Well,
now, if what do you like doing best?
I well right now I'm actually in a band. I'm learning different songs for a show that I'm playing in January.
Good for you. What do you play?
Well, they positioned me as lead guitarist.
Wow. So did you took lessons on guitar?
Yeah, I did. I'm still learning.
Good for you.
I mean,
Oh,
yeah, I'm
that's
still
wonderful.
learning.
Do you want to tell us the name of the band?
We haven't picked one yet. We
Okay.
haven't picked a name yet.
Good
We
enough.
literally just assembled it just recently.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So this is also nice. You know, I've seen you a couple of times, and it's just nice to get to know more about
Yeah.
you.
But if I had to pick like a band name, it would probably be something like the Kids of the Jungle or something like that, or
Well,
something random.
you have time to figure that out. How many bandmates you have?
Like right now we have four. We just casted our drummer, and we're waiting to hear back from the cast list for a potential keyboardist.
Nice. So how do you put the word out?
We don't. It was more like the school. Our band is run by a school, so we try and they get the word out, and they try and find whoever wants to
Oh.
do it.
Okay, what school would that be?
It's not really a school. It's more like an extracurricular school.
Okay.
It's called School of Rock in San Rafael.
Wow. Okay, there's a movie by that name.
Yeah,
I love
it's a
it.
Jack Black,
I
very
like him.
popular.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway,
Good for you. So, what keeps you busy most of the time during the day?
well, I'm very creative, that's for sure. I like to I like to look at these videos of different of making stuff online,
Like what?
like 3D printing.
Okay. Do you have anything to do with artificial intelligence? Have you?
I haven't been able to crack that yet,
Okay.
but it's something to really look into.
Sure. I don't use it either yet, and I'm sure someday we all
I
will.
mean, there is the Apple Vision Pro. That kind of counts as artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. So, what's the best way, do you think? Well, it's hard to know. Are there groups? I mean, when your band is playing, there are going to be people in the audience. There are going to be people.
Well, we're going to be playing at a big pub in Nevada, I think.
Nice.
It's pretty big. It's called the Sweetwater Music Hall. And yeah, it's pretty big.
Well,
I've seen pictures.
okay, so the reason I'm asking is, what would you do? I mean, will there be a point at like in between sets that you'd be out there talking to members of the audience? Sometimes band members do that.
When I'm not playing, yeah, that's what I would do. I would go out and just talk to people.
Nice.
And when
Okay.
I'm needed, I would come back and get ready.
Right. So, but it's a way of maybe meeting somebody. If you saw somebody that appealed to you in the audience, you could go up and say hello, right? And introduce
Yeah,
yourself.
if it's someone I know.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, what if it's somebody you don't know that you'd like to know?
Yeah, I just get really shy,
Do you?
I get really like anxious to see if they're if that's the person I really know.
Oh.
If it isn't, I just get really scared, you know?
Because you want somebody that gets you and a stranger might not.
Yeah, it's not very, it's not that simple.
Yes, I realize it's not. But there's one thing to keep in mind that everyone that's a friend of yours, except for parents and siblings, you don't get
Because
that
they know me the most,
well, of course, I was just
and they
going to
don't
say
care.
that. Yes. And but everyone who's in your life, people you like and people you trust, was once a stranger, right?
Yeah, and now they're trying to get to know you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta, like I said, you can't find love yourself. You gotta let love come to you.
That's true. Oh, okay. So what does that mean you have to do then?
I can't just let it, I just get, that's why I get so shy, because I'm afraid I might force it.
Oh, well, okay. That's something you have to decide, but there's something that you have to do while you're waiting for love to come to you, I think.
Yeah, you just gotta, you gotta push that through yourself and just go for it and advocate and introduce yourself.
Introducing yourself is a wonderful start, yes. But while you're waiting for love to come to you, would you say that you have to keep your eyes open
Yeah,
to notice
I
if it's
mean,
coming?
of course, yeah, because everyone in this world has some type of girl that they it's like what. If they're blonde or have glasses or some kind of physical feature about themselves,
Do you care about any of that for you?
not really. I just,
Good
but
for
other
you.
people do, and
Yes.
that's okay.
Yes, and I'm thinking that men pay
Just,
more attention to that.
yeah, men have a lot of men these days try too hard.
Oh, well, that's kind of true.
But
So,
I'm just trying to take it easy
oh, good for
and
you.
I'm not like those type of guys, you know?
Yeah, good for you. I think with that kind of attitude, you're going to find somebody. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 21.
The reason I'm asking is I've said this before, I'm no good at age at all. I can't ever tell anybody
Yeah,
how
I
it.
totally get it. Yeah, people think I'm like 18 or 19, but really I'm 21.
They could think that, or they could think that you're 28 or 30. It's hard to tell anymore.
Yeah, because I look so young.
You do. You do.
Yeah, and I don't blame you for that.
But the good news about being 21 is.
You're allowed to drink and stuff like
Oh, no,
that.
I was. Well, if you want to, sure. I wasn't
Yeah,
thinking.
but I don't drink.
I don't
Yeah.
need, I don't care for it myself very often, but
Yeah,
no, what I was
exactly.
going to say, you're young enough that you've got time.
Yeah, I got a whole life ahead of myself
Right.
to see everything and everyone.
Yes. And you don't have to be in such a rush to find a sweetheart.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah, besides, people who usually find love end up at like 35 years old.
Oh, maybe that's true.
And they get married at the age of 42 or something.
Is that what you've heard?
That's the probability of what I've heard.
Okay. I mean, people get married later than they used to, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. So, would you like to be actually married?
I don't know. I've heard from a lot of people that it can be quite difficult to get through the day, especially or the night for that matter, especially if you have kids.
Oh, well, yes. But if you have kids, you love them a lot.
But they're going to be extremely difficult to sleep at night,
That's true.
especially when they're like infants.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
No. But, and you know, not everybody chooses to have children.
Yeah.
You could just have.
Yeah, I know I won't.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I probably won't because I'm just not ready yet.
Good for you. That's important to know that. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really in that time yet where I'm ready.
Right. Good for you. So everything you know about yourself,
Yeah.
excellent.
Yeah,
You
totally.
know, and I think knowing yourself well helps you figure out what you want in somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, if we were all like dating like the same person every day, it'd be one, weird, two, very boring,
Ah.
and three, it just couldn't get it just wouldn't be very much, it wouldn't be like the same all the time. It'd be like a time loop all the time,
Okay, so,
same thing every day.
right. So if you feel that, and I think that you use the word it could be boring.
So I think if this is what I like to think about divorce and remarried.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I like to think of it as like changing it up a little bit, you know, being creative with your love. But at the same time, it can be quite difficult for them.
Well, sure, things can be difficult in life. But I will say, if you're using the word it could be boring, that's a sure sign that you're not ready.
Yeah,
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not ready at all, and
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Good. Good for you. Okay. So you're not in any kind of a rush.
But if there is someone out there that's willing to, like, wanting to be with me, I'm willing to be an open mind.
That's the other thing I was going to say. When I say you have to keep your eyes open, you also have to keep your heart open.
Yeah, I do keep my heart open and
Good
I
for
do keep
you.
my eyes open a
Good for you.
lot. And yeah, so I just want to be open minded to whoever has feelings for me, you know?
Yes, good for you.
And I just wanted to try and get maybe they have a lot of in common that I don't know about, really.
Right. That's what dating's for, and that's what getting to know people is for, right?
Yeah, true.
You can't do that in speed dating.
It's not just a word, it's like a way of life. Yeah.
And people change as they grow, don't they?
Yeah, like my parents did a long time ago. They got divorced and they got married in like 2009 or 1999, around that time, and around 2007 they divorced. So
Okay.
they didn't last very long, but it was all right. It was a hard time for me, but yeah,
Yeah.
I was just happy that he found someone else that he liked.
Oh, so he's remarried?
Yeah, he's remarried.
Oh, that's nice. That's
Yeah, it
nice.
was actually his high school sweetheart.
Oh, that happens in life, I've heard. Yes.
Sometimes,
He
50% of the time.
is that right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
50% ends up, 50% of the time, husbands will usually end up with their old high school sweetheart.
Okay, I'm not surprised to hear you say that because there are several people I know in my life who ended up with their high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
Okay.
true.
So I have a question for you because you know I'm about letters
What's that?
and how powerful letters can be.
What's that?
If you were to write a love letter right now, just after our conversation, who would it be to?
Gee, I don't really know actually, but I do know it would be to someone that I would want to just see in my future, you know?
Oh, I am so glad you said that. You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to suggest.
Whoever it is, whoever it is, I would want them to just, I would just keep it safe until there is someone.
We are so on the same page.
Until there is someone that I really like, because obviously I am not ready for love yet,
You
but I
know,
will be in the future.
you are such a good mind reader. I want to say
Yeah,
that.
I've seen a lot of these situations.
Okay, here's what I was going to ask you, but I see I don't have to ask you because you're way ahead of me. One guest long ago on Love Letters, she decided to write her love letter to her future husband.
Really?
And she wrote a letter saying all the things that she knew this person would be, all the
Yeah.
good about him.
Yeah.
And then she kept it
Yeah.
exactly right so that when she met him, she could just hand it to him.
Yeah, what I would do is probably just write the letter to my future wife. And then hopefully, and then put it in a box for safekeeping,
Yes,
and then put
yes.
it away somewhere where I know it would be. And
Yes.
then when the time come and when the time is right, I
Yes.
would bring it back out and give it to that person.
Yes. Oh, that's just that's I've never had anybody read my mind so fast as you just did. That was great.
Yeah, but
Great.
yeah, that's kind of what everyone in my family used to do a lot.
Really?
Well, it was the old-fashioned way at the time,
Oh, to
but
communicate, you mean by mail?
no, well, mail, yes, but more like what you said, writing to your future self is a is more like a, to them, it's a way of life.
That's yes, that's a very nice thing to do. Oh, I hope okay, so I hope you will write that letter to your future.
I want to, but I just don't know what else to write.
Well, maybe next time I come here to Sweetwater and we have our next love letter session, let's talk about it and maybe I can just help you with it.
Good idea.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jake, I want to thank you for doing this with me. I've had such a good time with you.
Me too.
And I think you're going to find just the right person
Yeah.
someday
Thank you for having me.
to spend the rest of your life with. Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm just going to say goodbye for now, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.